what would you be looking at the moment?
Okay, so it's not a COVID theme, believe it or not, but it is Aspen Pharmacare. We've been following it, just the pure valuation play. It's trading in single digits current PE. Obviously, they're in the news and the press for the right news this time and the good news. They've got their debt paid down significantly after selling the milk formula business and the thrombosis and a few others. And I think management are doing exactly what's asked. And as I said, with also the good news with them having to manufacture Johnson & Johnson, 300 million doses of vaccine, it's not going to the bottom line. It's not a massive profit play, but I just think it's in the news for the right place, the right time, and also quite defensive given the run-up in some of these stocks too. So we're going with Aspen tonight.
Okay. And Mark, how about you?
Yeah, so before I give you my stock pick, I just want to say that you can still buy Naspers. I know people don't like to talk about Naspers because everybody already owns it, but we think at these levels you can still buy it. But my stock pick tonight is Long for Life. So they've obviously had a very difficult trading time during COVID. I mean, it's Sportsman's Warehouse, it's Outdoor Warehouse, it's Sorbet. So those businesses have been very hard hit. But in
Hurt your
the last six,
knees, no gin to go with your tonics.
yes, exactly. But I mean, they still managed to print relatively good cash flow during those 6 months. And we think that they'll get back to their previous earnings levels of 43 cents a share fairly quickly. And also, we saw Ascend's announcement today that they want to bring forward a special general meeting in order to get shareholder approval to buy back more shares in the market. And they've got they had 820 million rand on the balance sheet at the last reporting period, so they've got a lot of firepower to back their share price. And then possibly, if they still don't get the rating that they're after, they might look to maybe make an offer to minorities. So we think that you will see a decent return in your investment in the long term.
Which would be a real pity if this event or this was a short-lived affair for Brian Joffe on the market. But we'll see what transpires this year. Mark, Nick, we have to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nik Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth. Mark du Toit is from Oystercatcher Investments. Lisha will be back tomorrow evening to take more of your questions. In the meantime, have a good night.